UGC. The Urban Development Corporation, in association with the Jamaica Information Service, presents UrbanScope, a program that showcases the activities of the UDC. UDC, making development happen for you.
The Urban Development Corporation, UDC, presents a suite of opportunities at Jamaica's International Investment and Business Conference, dubbed Jamaica Investment Forum 2015. We tell you more in today's edition of UrbanScope. I'm Anjou James Soyez. Stay with us. The UDC got a chance to showcase its suite of product offerings to investors at the 2015 Jamaica Investment Forum at the Montego Bay Convention Center, which ran from March 10 to 12. The corporation is primarily focused on a mix of opportunities ranging from divestment of properties to rental of spaces at strategic locations as it continues its mandate of making development happen. In Kingston, investors will in the near future be able to rent retail space at the Festival Marketplace at Food Bazaar, which will be a commercial, recreational, and entertainment center. The marketplace is to be located between West Street at Ocean Boulevard along the grounds of the Victoria Craft Market and the fishing complex land to the west. To aid with the parking congestion in downtown Kingston, the UDC has factored into its development plans the creation of additional parking spaces at Port Royal Street through a private-public partnership. This multi-story car park will have capacity for 792 vehicles overall and over 10,000 square feet of retail shopping space. The build-out of these two investment opportunities is also linked to the wider Kingston at Port Royal plan, which runs all the way to the Norman Manor International Airport and Palisades Strip. The corporation says the plan will facilitate a thriving cruise shipping industry with attractions at hotels. One such attraction is the Fort Clarence Beach Park in Helsha St. Catherine. It is to be upgraded through investment partnerships to maximize earning potential. The corporation is also proposing to engage the business sector for the acquisition of the Catherine Hall Entertainment Complex in St. James by way of lease. This will result in its rehabilitation, management, and maintenance as a public entertainment, leisure, and recreational space in keeping with the Montego Bay development plan. Discussions are also expected on the divestment of 1,500 acres at Mount Edgecombe, Westmoreland. The land is surrounded by developments which cater to returning residents and is ideal for development of a retirement village. Private developers will be invited to present proposals in 2015. On the North Coast, the UDC has been working in St. Anne's since the 1960s and has seen its emergence as a major player in the recreational and leisure industry. To further enhance this reputation, the corporation is proposing to use a public-private partnership venture as a transformational tool in the creation of an Ocherius artisan and festival village. This is to augment the retail shopping experience of both visitors and residents. Other attractive property offers at the Jampo Investment Event will include Top Fort and Laughing Waters West, where a combined 47 acres of pristine lands ideal for luxury developments will be showcased. The UDC also has 11 acres of beachside lands at Cardiff Hall in Runaway Bay, suitable for high-end resort villas, townhouses and apartments, with common areas including a jogging trail and clubhouse with a pool. These form just a few of the offers around which the UDC team will engage investors and analyze market feedback before embarking on a public advertising campaign. Now for our Did You Know feature. Did you know that the UDC was established by an Act of Parliament in March 1968 and its mission is to invest in the quality of life for citizens in designated areas through the planning and implementation of development projects, including physical, secondary, and social infrastructure, and the delivery of quality service to clients? To learn more about the work of the Urban Development Corporation, call 656-8031 or log on to their website, udcja.com. You can also follow them on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and Twitter. Or visit their information center on the ground floor, Kingston Mall, downtown Kingston.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.